Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, July 18th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known." Something surprising in this gospel. The Pharisees have already decided that Jesus must die. Their hearts are hardened, their minds closed, and their opposition is becoming dangerous. Yet Jesus does not respond with anger. He does not gather a crowd to defend himself, does not publicly expose his enemies or demand justice. Instead, he quietly withdraws. At first glance, his retreat may seem like weakness, but contemplative spirituality teaches us to see more deeply. Jesus is not fleeing because he is afraid. He is acting from perfect freedom. He refuses to allow hatred to dictate his actions. He remains rooted in the Father's will, rather than reacting to the hostility around him. The world often tells us that strength means winning arguments, asserting ourselves, or proving our superiority. Christ reveals another kind of strength, the strength of humility, patience, and trust. His power does not depend on public recognition. He knows who he is. Therefore, he has no need to defend his reputation. Notice also that after withdrawing, Jesus continues to heal. Even when threatened, he remains focused on mercy. The Pharisees are plotting death. Jesus is giving life. The contrast could not be more striking. How often do we allow opposition to distract us from our mission? Harsh comment, a misunderstanding, or an act of criticism can consume our attention. We replay conversations, formulate responses, and seek vindication. Meanwhile, the people of God has placed before us remain waiting for our love. Jesus shows another path. He simply continues the work of the kingdom. The saints often learn this lesson through suffering. Thérèse of Lisieux endured misunderstandings within her own convent. Rather than defending herself, she quietly offered acts of love. Francis de Sales taught that a spoonful of honey attracts more than flies, than a barrel of vinegar. Both understood that holiness grows not through self-assertion, but through surrender to God's action. A story is told of an elderly monk who lived in a monastery where another brother continually criticized him. Day after day, the accusations came. The younger monks expected the elder to defend himself. Instead, he listened quietly and returned to his work. One day, a novice asked, "Father, why do you never answer him?" The old monk smiled and said, "Because I have another conversation to attend to." "What conversation is that?" the novice asked. "One taking place in my heart, between myself and God," The monk understood that interior peace is too precious to surrender to every conflict. His attention belonged first to God. This is the contemplative invitation hidden within today's gospel. Jesus remained centered on the Father. The noise of oppression never drowns out the voice of divine love. Because he lives from that deeper place, he is free to continue healing, serving, and loving. Perhaps there are situations in our lives where we feel compelled to defend ourselves, to win approval, or to provide our worth. Christ gently invites us to rest in a deeper identity. We are beloved children of the Father. When we know this truth, we can let go of many battles that do not need to be fought. The greatest victories of the spiritual life often occur in silence. They happen when resentment is replaced by mercy, when anxiety yields to trust, and when wounded pride bows before humility. Today, Jesus teaches us that holiness is not always found in dramatic action. Sometimes it is found in the quiet decision to remain faithful, to continue loving, and to keep our hearts fixed on God despite opposition. For the one who lives in communion with God, no enemy can steal peace, no criticism can destroy dignity, and no threat can prevent the work of grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you responded to hatred with mercy and to opposition with humble strength. Teach me to remain rooted in the Father's love when I face criticism, misunderstanding, or conflict. Free me from the need to defend myself at every turn. Help me to hear you. Your voice is more clearly heard than the noise around me. Give me the courage to continue saying, serving, loving, and healing, even when the path is difficult. Let my life reflect your quiet strength and unwavering trust in the Father. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we take a look at a passage from Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.